That's Peter Nicky Sims and Worship the Lord here on Worship Radio 247 online.
Worship Radio 247. The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Do you know, I love doing this. I love bringing you the word. We have the worship and we have the word. And we join the two together and we are worshiping him in such an intense way, beloved. We're studying 1 Peter and at the moment we're on the fourth chapter. And we're looking today at verse 4. And I'm going to join verse 4 and verse 5 together. They seem to go well together. Rather than separate them out, you know, we are looking at this verse by verse by verse by verse by verse. It says this: Of course, your former friends are surprised when you no longer plunge into the flood of wild and destructive things they do. So, they will slander you. But remember that they will have to face God, who will judge everyone, both the living and the dead. Peter is giving us some advice here, and what comes to my mind as I'm reading this is many people look at their former life and they see their former friends, and there is a real sense of jealousy about it, quite often because their friends seem to be earning more and more money, living a more higher life, if you like. And yet, what are we doing? We're worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And in a sense, inside us, we're thinking, do you know what? I don't understand why I can't be like them. I don't understand why I can't earn the money that they earn. Why is this, Lord? And this is what I would tell you today. The Lord has put you and I onto an amazing road. He's put us onto this road, onto this track, if you will, onto this tiny pathway. We could have gone on the motorway. We could have gone on the freeway quite easily and lived our life in the fast lane and done all of this stuff. But he's put us on this tiny little track. And I believe as I look at this and I see a sense of this, it's a track that just meanders its way up Mount Zion. It's just following all the way up to the pinnacle of Mount Zion. And I believe that one day we will reach the summit of Mount Zion and the view we will have. But to get there, we have to break down all sorts of barriers. We have to knock down all sorts of weeds, all sorts of things that are getting in our way. And we have to get the machete out and chop them away. Because we need to make this. Yet in the distance, we can see that fast road. We can see that road that leads to death and destruction. And look how easy it looks. It's a great big freeway. There are no aggravations and hassles there. That is because Satan takes away all the aggravation and all the hassle so that you will be driving toward destruction. I know this. I sense it in my own spirit. But to someone who is not born again, they don't understand that, beloved. They constantly say, well, if God exists, prove it. Well, if we had to prove it, it wouldn't be faith, would it? Yet you and I are traveling that journey together. You and I are journeying up Mount Zion through this dusty track. And what do we have? We have our faith. And we have our knowledge through that faith that Jesus is as good as his word. Verse 5 says, but remember, they will have to face God, who will judge everyone, both the living and the dead. There is no point in us wasting our time on wondering when their destruction will happen. That is not up to us. Turn with me real quick to Isaiah.
And I want to go to Isaiah 61, the 61st chapter, and we're going to go from verse 1. It says this: "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it, the day of God's anger against their enemies." Beloved, just know this, that as we journey, as we struggle along that road, what is God Almighty doing for us? He is comforting the brokenhearted. And he's proclaiming that the captives will be released and the prisoners will be freed. There is a difference. If you're driving along that freeway headed toward destruction, and you're in that car, you might be in a beautiful car, and you're driving toward destruction, know this: you are a prisoner and you are held captive. But if you are taking the other road, if you are taking that dusty track that takes you up to the top of Mount Zion, let me tell you this, as you struggle along that dusty track, know this, beloved, I declare this to you now today. You are free. You are released from captivity. You are free in the Lord Jesus Christ. That freedom is yours. You have earned that freedom. I know this. As we make this journey together, you and I, we know this, we're not alone. As we struggle along this pathway, sometimes there will come a time when there will be an easy bit that will not be a struggle. And then comes the time when there is a struggle. And I believe God does this purposely. I believe that what he does as we go along this pathway, right at the beginning, he makes it easier and easier for us. And the reason for that is so that we can continue on that journey. From day one, if it was really difficult, it would be so hard to do. And as we go along, we get stronger and stronger and stronger. And because we're struggling up this pathway, and we're doing the walking ourselves, we know this. We are getting fitter and fitter and fitter. Until when we finally finish this race, we are at the top of Mount Zion. We are very, very fit. And we know this, that we are free in Christ. And we know where we're going to. And that's the wonder of this. Knowing the reward that waits for us. Jesus said this: "In my house there are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you." Do you understand what that means? That whilst you're living on this earth, whilst you are being you at this time, the Holy One of Israel, Jesus Christ himself, is preparing a place for you in heaven, a place that is absolutely perfect. There is perfection in the place, in the mansion that God is preparing for you right now. Can you imagine for a second what it will be like to be in glory with the Lord? Can you imagine for just a moment what it will be like when there are no more tears, there's no more anger, there's no more pain? All there is paradise. You will never, never feel that pain again once you get to glory. And that is the place that the Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus is preparing for you right now. And we see very clearly that we are not supposed to be angry or jealous. Because as the prophet Isaiah says in chapter 61 and verse 2, He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it, the day of God's anger against their enemies. Hallelujah and glory to God. We're going to continue worshiping now. And I just want you to know that the Lord is with you. As you worship, He is with you. And He's helping you on that journey. This is Hillsong and One Desire. Just give Him your honor and the glory that He so richly deserves right now.